Ron from Monongahela has been waiting patiently on the horn. Hello, Ron. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm baffled. When's the last time in the NFL game the same rule applied but was decided two different ways?
They were different, though, weren't they? Because one's surviving the ground and one's a football move. I don't know. It makes my brain hurt, Ron.
Because Rodgers had the ball less time than likely.
He did, but he was going to the ground.
But he didn't survive the ground.
But they said he did.
No, by the time he got to the ground, the Baltimore guy had the ball.
I agree with that, but they saw it differently. That was the one that I had a bigger... If that one went the other way, I wouldn't have had a gripe with it, honestly.
See, and I'm total opposite. Like, yeah. I was good with that one because he had possession in front of his face mask. His knee was already down, and then it started. The defender started knocking it
started
out.
Started jiggling then.
But, I mean, you take two steps... and you have possession. Like, that to me is a touchdown.
What did you think, Caboli? Thanks, Ron.
I thought you were talking about the Roman Wilson one from the, what was it, the Packer game.
But he
that
got
was
third,
very similar.
He got a third foot down.
That was very similar. I mean, did you see the pool report? And
I did.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hengel McCringleberry? What was it?
I don't know. What it was they had the replay assistant and the referee talking, which is just a big dog and pony show if you ever had to put up with that. Going to that, so it's just
Brian Butterworth is his name.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Mrs.
It
Butterworth. Yeah,
it's you know how Veep sort of became reality?
Yeah.
It's like if they did a show where you had a head of officiating who's some sort of like slap ass, his name would be Brian Butterworth, with all due respect, Mr.
Or what's the one guy from New York?
The old one?
Yeah, what's
who was the guy for the Jesse James? I blacked it all
Mexican
out.
Mexican name, right? I mean, I want to say that. It was.
I don't recall.
What the heck is this?
You know, I think I did that pool report, too, if I recall
Ron,
that.
No.
Did you want to say Ron Rivera?
I 100%.
Al Riveron.
Yeah, but he wasn't
and
the
then
referee.
He released a video. Hello, everybody. This is Al Riveron.
Yeah. You know, I had to do that pool report for Jesse James, and the guy was just... a real, you know what?
I think they applied the rule correctly. I think it's a bad rule. I think it's real dumb.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the Steelers did get fortunate because
yes,
you flip a coin. I mean, I'm not saying that it was a bad call, but you've seen those things go mm-hmm. both ways.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them.
That's why the confidence
exactly
thing for me
right.
isn't like where some people are at because like what are we saying right now if they ruled out a catch?
Then
Isaiah
they lost
Likely.
And they blew it.
Nah, they got 2 minutes and 48 seconds for number 8 to come down and set up the balls.
Well, what if they lost?
Yeah.
If they lost, like
they all, had that lead.
All their flaws were on full display yesterday. The only thing that changed was the dub instead of the L.
Yeah.
And that's big. It's big, but they were a play or two away from it. You're 6-7 and you're looking up at Baltimore. And you got a 12% chance of making the playoffs or whatever. Hey, you got to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't stop the run. They got outgained. They had 26 more plays did Baltimore than the Steelers
what
did.
What was it, 9 plays, 8 yards in the fourth quarter?
For the Steelers?
Yeah
from the point that Baltimore, from the point where the Steelers took, the 27-16 lead, the Steelers got outgained by like 200 yards.
Yeah, I think they throttled down a little bit right there. Just trying to kill some time. And that probably wasn't the best thing to do.
No, you need to stay aggressive.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Vic in the North Hills, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I just want to talk about the running backs for a bit, Gainwell and Warren. I think that they, they're a good 1-2 punch. Gainwell's got the speed. Warren's got the twitch. Would love to just give the accolades to those guys for this game.
Vic, they had 34 rushing yards as a team.
Yeah, receiving, though, they did very well.
Yes.
Wow. I think that call was Arthur Smith was a – they saw something on that, you know, little pass to
– Freiermuth was wide open.
Yeah, but, I mean, the throw of the ball, I mean, where nobody was even near that, I think they must have saw something on tape there.
I think that was a coverage. You mean the man-to-man one where Warren scored?
Just to dump
I think
Warren.
That was a coverage bust. I think Aaron Rodgers saw something and was like, he's not covering.
Somebody saw something.
Out of the backfield, yeah. Because two guys were wide open. I mean, Freiermuth, there was nobody covering him.
Yeah, and that was the Steelers. We'd be just destroying him right now. Yeah, here we go with miscommunication again. That's a huge play. You throw it about a yard and get 7 points.
Texter writes in, what if they lost? That's the question you guys are literally asking? Wow, I'm just pointing out that they didn't fix their flaws. They beat a Baltimore team. I'm very happy about that. I would much rather the Steelers win the North. I'm going to go to the playoff game at home. I haven't been to a home playoff game in years. I will drink my face off. It'll be a wonderful day. I want that to happen. Yeah. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the Steelers were a totally different team yesterday. They weren't.
They were in one area, in my opinion, that was throwing the ball down the
field. Downfield passing game.
That was about it.
And that matters, man. Of course it matters. I can't be the guy that criticizes them after the Bears game and sings the praises of Ben Johnson saying that passing EPA is a big difference, and then the Steelers come out here and win the passing game by a significant margin and talk out of both sides of my mouth. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get overly excited about it unless they go out aggressively against Miami again. And I think that's fair. I think that's the posture every Steelers fan should take right now. Be happy that you went in there and you took over your rival's trap and you punched him in the mouth from the outset. Be thrilled about it. But if any one of you, and I'm talking to you Steelers fans out there, can literally answer this question. That's not the word I was looking for. Can legitimately answer this question. Honestly. Are you confident they're going to beat Miami? You can't be.
No.
You can't be. And that's where I am. That's all.